Okay, welcome back to After the Siren, proudly brought to you by the Bendigo Bank. Our next guest has just stepped down as the CEO of the Victorian Amateur Football Association after 12 years in the role. And last weekend, the competition celebrated their 125th anniversary. He's been a long-term administrator in both cricket and football, and we welcome him to After the Siren. Michael Sholley, how are you?
Thank you for inviting me onto your illustrious program, and it's been a great day for the amateurs.
It has. Oh, actually, we haven't had a chance to get the final score. So how did that go?
I think the VAFA won by about 12 goals.
Oh, gee. Well, there's a turn up at Frankston Park, mate. So did you actually...
Well, I was too lucky they weren't playing Sorrento. It might not have been the same result. But anyway, we got through and beat the big country.
Indeed. Well, congratulations, obviously. Gee, you've had a couple of nice going away presents, mate, after 12 years in the role. Last weekend with the 125 celebrations. Gee, that must have been excellent with the medallion for the BOG and everything else. What a significant milestone in the amateur competition.
Yeah, thank you. It's a, Victoria's oldest sporting competition, or football competition, sorry. Actually, it's Australia's oldest. So to celebrate the 125 year is a great feather in the cap of the association. And we had medals for all of our volunteers. And we also had a best on ground medal. So we distributed about medals on last weekend to them, and they were beautifully struck by winning edge presentations. I better give them a bit of a wrap with Alistair Hewitt there. So no, a great day celebrated just on a home and away round there in the VAFA.
Well, congratulations personally, Michael, on a job well done, mate, or a fantastic job well done, actually, in over the 12 years. I know you've been a long-term administrator in both the cricket. You're very successful in cricket and obviously now with your association with the amateurs. So you've been involved for a fair while in sport, mate. So you clearly love it.
Yes. And a lot of it's been community footy and cricket and a little bit higher level than that also. But when you enjoy people and you enjoy sport, you try your best to make people better and enjoy their experience, then there's no better thing to do in life, really, is there?
Definitely not, mate. And I was just going through some of the highlights on the website, and I did see an interview with you actually on the amateur TV. So who were some of the legends that you personally will look back and say, well, gee, these were the best of the best in your time with the amateurs?
With the players you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. We had a lot of AFL players come back, but they are generally pretty brief in their time. But then they... I suppose the younger players who move on, it's sort of a changing landscape. I'm sure it's down at the Mornington Peninsula. It's more through the juniors rather than the seniors, and we're a senior competition. But look, our best players are, when Matty Robbins came back from Footscray, he had only played about 140 games. So he had, and he's still playing for Ormond. So he came back about 6 years ago. So he had plenty of footy in him, and he was, a pretty electric player. We had Robert Harvey play with us. After he won, he'd won his Brownlow medals, and he left in Kilda and came and played at Old Halebury for a year. I watched his first game, and would have been a bit of an eye opener for him. It was, he was obviously an outstanding player. Then we've also had, those great teams with Old Zavarians have been just sort of a powerhouse for the last 20 years, and they've produced some, wonderful players. And some of them have even played down in Peninsula. I think Caden Beetham was a good player. I was fortunate enough to coach Old Zavarians in a premiership in 2003, I think. And Caden played with us. And he was, he came back from, I think, Sorrento, actually, and had a really good year for us. And also, he kicked the winning goal to win the game for Old Zavs last year. So he had a 10-year career with Old Zavs after he left Sorrento. So, look, there's been some wonderful players and some great enjoyable times. Cameron Howard was a great player who played at Richmond and then came back to Old Carey. Adam Bentick, who played at St Bernard's. We had Merrington, who came back from West Coast Eagles, was a good player. So look, there's so many of them. We're fortunate to have so many AFL players playing. And today in the rep side, we had a number with Mitchie. We had George Burberry was the captain of the team who played at Geelong. There's just a great list of great amateur players.
Fantastic. Wow, that's very well summed up. Indeed, Michael. Just looking back, as I said, with some of the highlights, we don't have a lot as to deal with the amateurs down here, but the Young Gun Award from 2015 in James Fletcher at the Peninsula Old Boys, on the VFL Richmond list. So he's absolutely flying. And I saw last week they had the grand final rematch from last year where they were defeated by Mazenon in another close result, 11 points.
Yeah, that was with Peninsula you're talking about?
Yeah, Peninsula Old Boys.
Yeah, no, Peninsula, they've always sort of been around that about C grade with us, and this is their first time they've been in B grade. Sean Grigg, who is a Peninsula, you know, a guy who's really led them so well, Sean actually came to Ireland with us. We've taken teams to Ireland every second year, and Sean played. I'm on the radio. And Sean played. He got a lot of the good players there to Ireland and to Peninsula. Sorry, I was distracted by her.
That's all right, mate. You're a busy man. Yeah, we understand
Fletcher's
that.
A really good player. You know, it's great that a C-grade player won our Rising Star, and then he went on and played, I think, at Richmond. And,
yeah,
correct. Doing well.
Yeah,
so that,
indeed.
That's a wonderful thing.
It is great. And South Mornington in the Club 18 comp, there, as I said, as far as down here on the Mornington Peninsula, as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they're the two clubs that are in the amateur competition.
So we extend all through the area, and South Mornington we're able to bring on because, because we have seven senior divisions, we're able to accommodate sides that, you know, are not good enough really to play on the peninsula in the senior competition. So we were fortunate that, what we do in amateur footy is because we have so many teams and clubs, like we have 250 teams playing every Saturday, or actually now with the women, we have about 290 teams every Saturday playing, which means that, you know, for any club that wants to play in our competition, basically there's a spot there for them, as long as they, you know, adhere to our values, you know, and some of our values are a little bit different than a normal community club.
Yeah, okay, I hear where you're coming from there. Now, amongst your highlights, we were just talking about your trips overseas to both Ireland and South Africa, but today's a big day for the Big V, and you introduced the Big V Club, so have your... another successful day today, mate. Continuing the number one position for the representation of football in metropolitan Melbourne.
It's such a great thrill to be able to play Victorian country, you know, who represent obviously all of Victoria. And we had a pretty disappointing match last year against South Australian seniors also, and we lost that game. And so the coach was really on track from December last year. He was starting to recruit players and get them all on board. And this was an important game for us. So... you know, it's great. It's obviously, you know, wonderful to be able to win the game and win it so handsomely. Because we haven't played in the Metro Championship. We played in the Metro Championship, sorry, and won it the two times that it occurred. And when it moved into country and Metro, we decided not to play because we had other representative commitments to our other states who were amateur football in other states. So therefore, we didn't play. And so... you know, I suppose Geelong, one of the last couple of years, put out a bit of a tweet after they won saying that, you know, they want to take us on. And so that's why it was important for us to play well today, to beat the combined country team rather than just one region, which we did.
Well, did it in convincing fashion too, Michael. So it's, as I said, a 12-goal win or a 13-goal win, it's nothing more convincing than that, mate. The score on the board, there's no arguing there at all,
well,
buddy.
Well, you know, like, motivation plays a huge part in sport, and we were certainly motivated. And, obviously some of the players who are playing in the country had to give up a game. And they've had rep footy at the start of the year, so maybe it wasn't as important to them as what it was to us. Not trying to, you know, degrade the game or their commitment, but certainly for us, this had been a 6-month program getting our team right.
And that you did, mate. Now, amongst your initiatives, as we said, there's been plenty of highlights. You rebranded the senior sections instead of sticking with the traditional A through to G.
Yeah.
You rebranded all that, and that's certainly looks much friendlier on the eye, mate, when you're going through like Premier and those. And you've also...
It must have been a little bit of a success because most of the competitions have copied it. And I've seen that the Eastern Footy League, for example, are moving into a Premier Division in 2019 and rebranding all their competitions. So they're going from a 12-team Premier or Division 1 competition down to a 10-team competition, which is what we have in the VAFA. And just interesting to see that I think we're groundbreakers, and I think that we do things really well in the VAFA. And I think that, we lead the way.
Indeed, and you've also, the Woodrow Medal Night is another highlight of yours, another initiation that you've brought to the competition.
It is. Well, we used to have a, it used to be, because we've got seven divisions and then we had 519 divisions, it used to be a pretty drawn out, long affair, as you can imagine, reading votes out, too spectacular. So we changed the format and we did all the rest of the divisions on radio, which were all really appreciated because the clubs could, listen on radio, we could have them all on. But we did we decided to have a focus just on Premier. So we were able to present all the awards at the night, but have a focus on our Premier section. So they just had their own exclusive night with the votes read out. But we still acknowledge all the winners at a presentation night rather than reading the votes out of every section. With our women's, we're doing the same with our women's starting on August 18th. So that's going to be a big night too with all the ladies, because we've got 40 teams from zero. So we're the biggest competition, again, in Australia in women's footy. So in our first year, we've started with 40 teams straight up.
Wow, that's... women's football and women's sport in general, Michael, has really just taken off a whole new zenith, hasn't it?
It sort of started with Michelle Payne when she won it. Well, it didn't start with her, but the momentum gathered, and I think that... wonderful team that played in the Olympic Games when the girls won their touch rugby or that seven-a-side rugby.
Correct.
And I think that just I think everyone enjoyed watching the girls. And then Australian girl cricketers have done so well, and they'll be playing in the final in a couple of nights' time. So there's a lot happening for women in sport, and they deserve it.
That's great.
It's probably more disappointing that they haven't been able to do that the last 100 years rather than, happening now.
Correct. And what about the plans with the redevelopment of the old Elsternwick Park, which is these days known as Sports Cover Arena? How are the plans going along with that? Because that's another been a big one for you.
Our first little dig will be done in about a week's time. And that will be for the facility. And then as soon as the finals are over, then the whole ground gets dug up. Fence is taken away, all the dirt, grass goes, and the new grass, everything comes in between September and Christmas time, and hopefully get it all grown. And it'll be, a great place to as the headquarters of the VAFA.
Indeed, and once again, the William Buck Premier Grand Final, is that going to be at Icon Park again at Carlton?
No, probably not. I think they're going to dig it up. So, we're probably going to have to move it this year. I'm not sure whether we'll be playing it at Sandringham or Richmond or whatever. I'll leave that up to the footy ops team. So I'm sure they'll find a suitable venue. But unfortunately, Carlton's getting dug up as soon as the season's over, and they won't be making finals. So as soon as they're out or whatever, then Princess Park will be re-landscaped and renovated on the ground to ensure a perfect playing facility for the girls to play on in about January, February next year.
Fantastic. And just one last question before we let you go, Michael.
Thank you.
Because I know you're a busy man. You've probably got plenty to do while you're down there with everyone else. Just initiating those overseas tours to both Ireland and South Africa, what's some of the experiences that you've experienced yourself personally?
Well, first of all, the Ireland tour is just such a wonderful time for our players. If you spoke to me 12 years ago when I started, one of my aims was to get get the players more involved in the competition rather than being seen as an administrative competition or the old people or, who are the wise old heads. I think the players and our, 12,000 registered people have got a lot to give. And so to be able to take them away to Ireland and have a lifetime experience and one they'll remember forever is just so wonderful. From the games you play, we've played at Croke Park against the All-Ireland team. We've been to the Coolmore Stud, you go to the Cliffs of Moher, you play against club teams, you play rep teams, you play the Ireland under-21 team. To have all these experiences with 25 of your mates from all different clubs who become your life friends, is there anything better than that? I don't know. There wouldn't be much things better than that in your life, is there?
You wouldn't have thought so, Michael. You definitely wouldn't have thought so, mate. Well,
and not only that, it just brings our competition together. So everyone in our comp knows each other. They're all friends. You know, like the best players have all toured Ireland together. So there's, you know, just takes a bit of the heat out of it when the best player in one team knows the best player in the other team. So, you know, it just makes it such a great competition.
Well, it is a great competition, the Victorian Amateur Footy Association, and the history. It's just steeped in tradition and all the you know, old collegians and the colleges where all the boys with their school ties, as you know. I remember we had Paul Daffy on a few weeks ago, Michael, just talking about...
He was a wonderful player too. He played at St Bernard's, a great player.
Yeah. And he was talking about just like the local rights, how they talk about the amateur competition.
It's an amalgamation of clubs, you know. It's not only... Whilst you have the old school teams, you have every university in Melbourne now, you know, like playing in the competition. And then you bring the community clubs together. So, you know, it's over a third of our clubs are community clubs. So you bring them together with the school teams plus the university teams, and we've got some religious teams. You know, the whole lot comes together, and it just adds to, you know, just what makes it special.
Exactly. All right, mate. Well, we know your time is very valuable, and we do appreciate you joining us today, Michael. Congratulations on a job well done.
Thank you very much. I hope the Mornington Peninsula League's all going well, and all that competition down those leagues are all firing.
Good on you, mate. And we wish you personally and your wife, Fiona, and your three daughters, Matilda, Eliza and Victoria, all the best moving forward, Michael.
I'll pass on that. Well done. Good research.
Good on you, mate. Congratulations on well done.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye.
Well, that was the former CEO, Michael Sholley, of the VAFA, who stood down last week after 12 years in the role. He chose the 125 anniversary weekend to step down, having given the board 6 months' notice last December to find his replacement. Brett Connell. He's had a long association with the amateur football competition as well. He's been a premiership player, a club captain, and a long-term administrator of the VAFA.